It's a Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for the Pinky the Pig Podcast Show. And thank you to our listeners, and my very good friend, Mildred Amukali, is here.
Hi, Pinky. How you doing?
I'm good, and it's Friday.
Oh, yeah, you love saying that, don't you?
Yeah, it's fun. And you're doing good too, Mildred?
Yes, I'm awesome.
Okay. Anyway, so guess what I saw this morning was so cute?
What?
I saw a little ladybug.
Oh, yeah, they're very cute. They're very pretty.
Yeah, it was so pretty. It has a little polka dots on it. Remember we did a podcast on polka dots?
We did. Pinky, that was episode 53. And if our listeners want to go back and listen to previous podcasts, that'd be great.
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, polka dots, I counted them. There were 7. There were 3 on each side and then 1 big one in the middle.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's the most common ladybug.
Yeah. But Lady Lynette said they're not really bugs. They're beetles.
Correct. A true bug has, they don't really have any wings. They have like a half wing. But beetles, they have true wings. Most beetles have full wings, although some beetles do not have wings. The ladybug, yes. The ladybug has full wings.
Oh, yeah, the ladybug can fly.
Correct. And the ladybug has a different mouth than a bug. A bug doesn't really, a bug just kind of sucks.
They suck.
Yeah, like the aphid. That's the little bug that the ladybug eats.
Yeah, that's why Lady Lynette loves a ladybug, because the ladybug feeds on the little aphids, because aphids, they hurt her roses, the young leaves.
Right, the aphids, they suck the juice, the sap out of the leaf. And if it's a young leaf, it can destroy the whole crop. I mean, a mature plant can take it, but when they're just starting out, the insect, the aphid, it's very detrimental to a new plant.
Detrimental? What? How is that?
Detrimental.
Oh, what does that mean?
It means it's bad. It's going to hurt it. It's detrimental.
It's very detrimental to the new plant when an aphid sucks all the life out of it.
Yeah.
That's why Lady Lynette loves the ladybug, because the ladybug controls the aphids.
Well, yeah, because the aphids, those eggs that the aphid lays can live all winter long. And then they hatch super early when the young leaves are just coming out before the ladybugs are out. So it can be really serious.
Wow. But once the ladybugs come, then they start eating aphids.
Right, and the ladybug doesn't suck. The ladybug actually chews from side to side, not up and down. The ladybug chews from side to side, and it controls the aphid population.
Yeah.
The ladybug is great for that. In fact, they were in Europe. Well, do you know how it started? I mean, how the ladybug got its name?
No, I do not.
Well, the farmers in Europe, what was happening is they were planting their crop and the young leaves would come up and the aphids and other small bugs would attack their crop and they would not survive. So the farmers prayed to the Virgin Mary to help them, and then these ladybugs arrived and they took care of the problem. And so the Europeans named the ladybugs Beetle of Our Lady.
Oh, wow. That's how the lady, the beetle, the lady beetle bug. Beetle of Our Lady.
Right. And so then later it became ladybug. But also in Europe, they call it the ladybird.
The ladybird. The ladybird.
Okay. Yeah. In England, in Britain and other English-speaking parts of the world, they call it the ladybird or the lady beetle.
Yeah, the beetle. That had a hard shell. And they call it an exoskeleton.
Oh, very good.
Right. And so actually the ladybug is not a bug, it's a beetle.
Correct.
And it has the wings.
Correct.
And it has six legs.
Correct.
And it has antenna. And you know the antenna, they use that to feel, but they also use it to smell.
That's correct, Pinky. Very good.
Yeah. And then people used to think that the more dots they have, the older they are, but that's not true.
That's also correct. There are actually 5,000 species of different ladybugs on our planet.
Oh, jeez.
Right, and the most common one is the one we're talking about with the 7 spots. And the spots, as a ladybug ages, the spots become dimmer, fainter, not as bright.
Oh, yeah. And how long do they live, Mildred?
Well, they can live 3 years. They hibernate in the winter, and they get together with thousands of other ladybugs to contain their heat for the winter so they can survive. And then when they reappear, when they wake up when it's warm, and they become active, and they start eating the aphids, and they can eat 5,000 aphids in their lifetime. And then they, you know, they produce eggs. They reproduce.
Yeah, it's miraculous.
And the way it reproduces is it's kind of like the butterfly.
The butterfly. We did a podcast about butterflies.
We did. And it starts out the same way. The adult female lays the egg, and then the egg turns into the, do you remember the name?
And that's the larva, kind of like caterpillar. And then it keeps growing and sheds skin, grows, and then that turns into a pupa.
Oh, very good, Pinky. You remembered.
Yeah, and so there's 3 stages. First the egg, then the larva, then the pupa, and then the ladybug.
That's right. And the difference is in a butterfly, it's just one larva, one pupa, one butterfly. But the ladybugs, they can, the pupa can grow, the larva can have more than one ladybug in it. And some people say they look like baby alligators.
Yeah, brother.
But anyway, they hatch, it only takes them a couple weeks. It's much quicker than a butterfly.
Yeah.
So the ladybug is native to Europe. But in the mid-1900s, the Europeans brought the ladybugs over to America to help them establish the ladybug colonies that we have now.
Yeah, thank God, because they really help control the pests.
I know.
Yeah, it's all good. You know, it's just a circle. It's a cycle, a circle.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right. Do you have a poem about ladybugs?
I bet I do.
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay. Okay, Pinky. We've got a poem here. It's not deep or anything. It's just a cute poem.
That's fine.
And it was written by John Himmelman.
Okay.
Ladybug, ladybug, stay right here. Don't fly home. You have nothing to fear. Your children are sleeping. Your husband is shopping. Your father is sweeping. Your mother is mopping. Your grandma is strumming. Your grandpa is clapping. Your auntie is humming. Your uncle is napping. Your brother is riding. Your sister is cooking. Your niece is hiding. Your nephew is looking. Ladybug, ladybug, stay right here. Don't fly home. You have nothing to fear.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Yeah, cute little ladybugs. Cute little, they're so pretty.
Yeah, I'm glad you enjoy.
Yes, Mildred, thank you. I love you.
I love you.